Plastic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.
Welcome back, everybody. And as promised, I have Andries van Heerden, who is the CEO of Acromat, talking to us about their freshly published results. And they're very nice results. I must congratulate you, Andries. Can you just sort of give our listeners a little bit of a background in terms of what it is that you have shown in the 6 months that ended at the end of August?
Dawn, thank you very much. It was a very, very interesting six-month period. We have shown quite a nice increase in our headline earnings per share and in our operating profit. And that came after a very, very tough period where we acquired a distressed business just over 2 years ago, the business of Lafarge South Africa. And in the last set of results, we felt the full brunt of the Lafarge business that was in a really bad state. So we had to turn that around, and that is what we do. So we saw our group revenue growing quite nicely. We saw our headline earnings per share growing nicely, and most importantly, the cash generation of the business grew quite well. So yeah, it was quite a successful 6 months for us.
What do you attribute the turnaround? Are there any sort of tips that you can give other, you know, entrepreneurs and maybe businessmen out there in terms of what is needed to turn around a company like that? I mean, Lafarge is a big company and in an awful lot of trouble, and you've managed to turn it around.
Yeah, we've done a couple of turnarounds over the years. The positive of that is you normally acquire these businesses at a significant discount to its inherent value. And that was the case in Lafarge as well. So I think the first rule is absolutely make sure that you don't overpay for the asset in the beginning, because, you know, we always say to each other when we do these turnarounds that it always takes longer than you think initially, and it's always more expensive than you think initially. So you must leave yourself some leeway to be able to handle those surprises that you will get. The second most important thing for us is to make sure that you put the right leadership in there. The leadership that got the business in trouble is not the leadership that will get the business out of trouble. And you must make sure that you put the right leader in there. And then the third thing is to make sure that the discipline gets returned into the business and make sure that you do the right things right. And it sounds easy, but it's normally quite difficult.
So the turnaround and the increased revenue that you've been seeing out of this business is not so much that the South African consumer is suddenly buying more. It's actually sort of tightening up the costs, getting it efficient, rather than taking away market share. But has market share been acquired during this process as well?
Yeah, so in the case of the Lafarge turnaround, the biggest improvement that we saw in terms of profitability is from the aggregates businesses, the quarries that we acquired. And in those cases, you're absolutely right. It was about tightening up the discipline, getting the cost under control, and getting revenue back to where it was. So it was also about getting back customers that we used to have and that the business lost over the years. And under the new management, we had to get that back. So it's really about getting cost under control, getting discipline back, and then getting the business to perform and supply its customer base.
And another aspect of your business is the bulk commodities, you know, and resources are having a little bit of their time in the sun at the moment. And I saw that your revenue and operating profit actually increased quite substantially in that arena.
Yes. So the biggest contributor there was our iron ore business. We run a few small iron ore mines in the Northern Cape. And we supply two mainstream markets. The one is the local steel industry in South Africa, and the other is the export market that mostly goes to China. And in both cases, we saw quite a nice increase in volumes in both markets. On the export market, it really is Transnet that performed much better than in the past due to their turnaround strategy. And on the domestic market, we also saw that the demand for our product really increased.
I mean, it's really interesting how all of these things are interlinked. And as you said, you know, the better logistics availability at the Saldanha export line specifically contributes not just to yours, but I should think a number of other companies' profitability at the end of the day as well.
Yes, absolutely. The iron ore industry in South Africa is 100% reliant on that Sishen-Saldanha system. And it has been underperforming for quite some time. And with the management that we have at Transnet now, they've really done well to improve the performance and to get things under control. It's not back to where it was, where it was designed to be, but it's well underway to get there.
Thank you so much, Andries. That was Andries van Heerden, CEO of Aframat, talking to us about their 6-monthly results.
Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.